This is Ted Kennedy. Should this year's peace dividend be used to reduce the deficit or invest in the nation's future? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, you cast an extreme vote the other day on what to do with this year's peace dividend, the billions of defense dollars we'll save because the Cold War is finally over. I said use those savings to invest in the nation's future, especially job-creating programs to reduce unemployment. You said no. Use these defense savings to reduce the budget deficit. In the long run, Al, we're both right. We need to invest in jobs, education, transportation, and other critical areas of the economy. We also need to bring the deficit down and balance the budget. But not in a recession, Al. Ask any economist. Reducing the deficit now will chill the economy more and make the recession worse. Use the peace dividend for jobs, Al. Take the right road to economic recovery, not the right-wing road to deeper recession.
Any economist? Which economist told you that, Ted? Elmer Fudd? Has your economist ever heard of interest rates? What you don't owe won't hurt you, but interest on $400 billion will soon bury you. Ted, you're telling the American people that the money from defense cuts will go toward deficit reduction is a big laugh. Congress would sooner reinstate the House bank than spend $10 billion less than any spending cap. Ted, here's an idea for you. Let's meet our urgent needs by cutting from our domestic budget. George Bush found 68 dandies for you guys worth $3.6 billion. Unfortunately, we can't find any Democrats willing to scrap the funds to examine the role of the squawfish in the diet of minks. Ted, it's time to cut the politics and the pork and return defense cuts to the taxpayers. I can't think of a better risk-free investment for our children and grandchildren. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Democrat House Bank scandal. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.